If you'll open your Bible to page, let me see what page it is. It's page 954. It's where we're going to be today. Now, this will be the third week in a row at Tuesday Bible Lunch. We've been in John chapter 13. And I've not looked at what I'm going to do next week, but I probably won't still be in John chapter 13. But it's a great, great chapter. But it's very, very interesting. Remember, all this takes place in the upper room, chapters 13 and 14 in the upper room. But Jesus said something in John, this recorded in John chapter 13, to the disciples on that night before his crucifixion the next day. There's one of the most interesting things. It's really one of my maybe favorite verses in this 13th chapter, because it has something to do with us right now. You know, when we read the Bible, we need to put in context, like, who is all this stuff happening to? Well, I try to sometimes put myself in their shoes and think, now, if I had been one of the disciples and I'm in the room and Jesus is saying all this stuff to me, like how would I have felt about that? You know, these were real people. And so I look at that and Jesus says, now, you remember in John chapter 13, like 3 weeks ago, we dealt with this foot washing part and showed that we believe that was done as an example of humility, being a humble servant. But when we get down in verse number 6, John chapter 13, verse 6, we have a little conversation between Peter and Jesus. And let's just pick up in chapter 6. Now, Jesus is washing the disciples' feet, and he gets to Peter. And we'll pick up in verse 6. It says, then Jesus came to Simon Peter, and Peter said to him, Lord, are you washing my feet? And Jesus said to Peter, what I am doing you do not understand now, but you will know after this. Peter said to him, you shall never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, if I do not wash you, you have no part with me. Simon Peter, still in a conversation with Jesus, said to Jesus, Lord, not my feet only, but my hands and my head. Now, in verse 10, Jesus concludes this conversation. He brings it to an end. Jesus said to Peter, he who is bathed needs only to wash his feet, but is completely clean. And then Jesus said to Peter, you are clean. But then Jesus said, but not all of you. Now, that's quite a verse. Now, of course, in Bible times, people walked. They didn't have modern transit, and they wore basically sandals. And so when they got to wherever they were going, their feet would be have dust all over them, dirt all over them. And all this made sense, what he was saying. Now, the little phrase, if you look back in the verse, he who is bathed needs only to wash his feet, but he's actually completely clean otherwise. Now, this whole idea, he was bathed, refers to what? It refers to the cleansing that we receive when we put our faith and trust in Jesus, and his blood cleanses us from all of our sins. And that is exactly what Jesus is talking about. It is a one-time cleansing. It's a one-time bath. And after, now physically, you know, I remember as a little boy growing up, you had the bath in the bathtub, and you'd have a sponge bath. Now, numbers of times, remember, I was raised basically by my grandparents, is my early years. And, you know, she'd tell me, Charles Jr., you need to go out and take your bath. And I'd go in there, and about 2 minutes, I'd be back. She said, you bathe? I said, I did. She said, you bathe all over, or did you just, you know, spot bathe? You know, I said, well, you know, I didn't do what, well, she'd make me go back and bathe all over. Well, now this, you get in the spiritual realm of that, you know, there's just a one-time cleanse. In other words, you don't get born again and become a Christian, and then later on you need to be born again and become a Christian. It's just a one-time thing. The Bible says we have redemption through the blood of Jesus Christ, which cleanses away all of our sins. And when that happens, we take on what theologians call positional righteousness. Now, positional righteousness means that we're made right. We're made right with God because not of what we've done, because of what He did, and we put our trust in that, not our trust in ourselves. So today, I am positionally right before God. That's positional righteousness. Now, if you turn with me to page 1028, great verse in the Bible, one of my favorite that explains this so well. Turn to page 1028. You'll be in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, the last verse. And here's what it says. It says, "And God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him." In other words, Jesus became our sin. And what we, it's the greatest, it's the trade of all times. We traded all of our sin for all of his righteousness. And so that is exactly what's happened. So positionally, and Peter was positionally right with God. Now, but Jesus said, but not all of you. Remember, in that room was Judas. And Judas was not positionally right. Today, I trust everybody in this room has placed their faith and trust in Jesus. Not baptism, not the Lord's Supper, not joining a church, not being good, all that. That's not how we get our sins washed away. All those things we do, but that's not how we become a believer. That's not how we come positionally right. Now, but what Jesus was saying back to Peter, we go back to that verse, he said to him, he who is bathed needs only to wash his feet, but is completely clean. Now, he said, Peter, you're clean, but your feet need to be washed. What he's talking about is what I'm calling traveling stains. Now, positionally, I am in a right relationship with God because I put my trust and faith in Jesus Christ. Okay. But the problem is, even though I am positionally righteous, practically, we need cleansing as we go out life, because as we journey along in life, we all mess up. We all speak up when we should have been silent. We all don't do something we should have done, or vice versa. And so what happens to us as we journey along in life, we pick up what I'm calling traveling stains. In other words, we pick up sins. Well, I've been cleansed. I've been bathed spiritually. So have you, if you've trusted Jesus. But as we journey along every day, we need, and that's what he was saying to Peter. He said, Peter, positionally, you're in great shape, but practically, you need to have continued foot washing. So practically, we pick up these stains as we mess up. Now, I was thinking right before I came over here this morning, to my knowledge, and I'm sure I've missed it. I don't know a traveling stain, to my knowledge, I've picked up today. But it's just 12:31. And I've got a long time to go. Oh, yes, we've got these staff meetings. If you'll check with me later today, I can tell you I'll need some foot washings. I can tell you what. Well, one reason I hadn't been around anybody to mess up. I've been kind of by myself doing what I was needing to do, try to get sermons ready and prepared, et cetera, et cetera. But seriously, and I'm sure I've messed up and didn't know it. I was trying, when I said that, I was trying to think back this morning, did I say anything to Dot if it would be a traveling stain? I'll ask her tonight. I bet she could name me two or three things that I probably messed up on. Well, I just thought of one. Okay, I can think of one traveling stain that I've picked up. It just came to me. She did point out something that she asked me to do last night, and I didn't do it. This morning, she reminded me I didn't do what she asked. Actually, she may have been the one to pick up the traveling stain, but we'll leave that there. All right. But here's the good news. I mean, do we all agree we mess up from time to time? Okay, we know that. We know that. These traveling stains. And we can do better. But we're born with a sin nature, and we're never going to be complete and perfect. I love that verse in Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will complete it on the day of Jesus Christ. So we'll be there then, but we're not there, and it's not then. We're back down here with dirt on our feet, these traveling stains. But the good news is God has a solution. And I want you to turn to page 1082. Page 1082. We're going to flip over here. I believe you're going to beat me there. I'm going. page 1082. My pages aren't doing good. Here we go. You see, we all sin every day. Those are traveling stains. So, well, I thought if you're a Christian, you didn't sin anymore. Well, all the person needs to do on that one is read the Bible. Now, remember, 1 John, this little epistle of 1 John, was written to believers. This material is not for the unbeliever. Now, the unbeliever can read it, but the Apostle John was addressing people who were believers. They didn't need to be, we'd say, saved. They were positionally, they had positional righteousness, but they didn't have practical righteousness, nor does anybody else. So in 1 John chapter 1, verse 8, he says, if we have no sin, now he's saying this to believers, we deceive ourselves and truth is not in us. But here's the solution to these traveling saints. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now, for me, that may be the most helpful verse in all the New Testament for my daily life right there. I call it a preventive maintenance verse. You know, some people are big on preventive maintenance, some are not. Well, we're all going to mess up, but what do we do when we mess up? Well, we confess our sins. Now, what do you say? What do you mean? Well, it's not like we tell God we messed up. Like, God, you're not going to believe what I just said. No, God knows what you just said. God, you're just not going to believe what I just thought. No, God knows what you thought. That's not what confession of sin is. Confession of sin means we agree with God. We say, God, I know you know, but my attitude on such an issue has not been right, and I want you to know. I know you know that, but I feel convicted about that. Am I agreeing with you? I had a bad attitude. I have a bad attitude, or whatever it might be. So, but look what it says. If we'll agree with God, admit to God, confess to God our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now, as we journey through life every day, we're going to pick up some traveling stains. Okay? What do you do? Well, here's what you do. You confess it to God. You admit to God, God, I shouldn't have acted that way. I shouldn't have said that. Or maybe I should have said something I didn't say. Whatever it is, you're going to clean your feet spiritually. That's what we're going to do. We're going to get practically, we're going to become righteous before God. Positionally, we're already there. Now, and God not only forgives our sins, the Bible teaches us that God forgets our sins. Now, I think here's the key to that. We need to confess our sins, listen carefully, the moment we are aware of our sins. In other words, as we journey through the day, don't have a card in your pocket or purse and say, oh, I picked up some traveling stains there. Let me write that down so tonight I can remember to ask God to forgive. No, look, if you get a speck in your eye, you don't wait till you get home to get it out. If we get a speck in our eye quickly as I can, I'm going to go to the restroom somewhere and see if I can find what this speck is and get it out. So when we have these traveling stains, we begin to realize we've kind of messed up. Then the moment we're aware of it, don't wait till your evening prayer time to ask God's forgiveness. Get it right that moment. And the good that will do, it'll just free you the rest of this day not to let the devil beat you with that. Now, Thursday night. Now, we don't promote things here at our Tuesday Bible lunch much about our church or the singing tree, something like that, because this is not the purpose of Tuesday Bible lunch. But that said, notice I just explained what we don't do. Now I'm about to do it. You already figured that out. Well, Thursday night, we have our Thursday, Maundy, Thursday service right here. Well, not here. It'll be over in the worship center. And now, your church may have something Thursday night, and if so, wonderful. But I do say to you, what I love about this service Thursday night, not many Baptist churches have a Maundy service. Most Baptist churches don't even know what one is. They say, what are you talking about? But now, more liturgical churches, this will be a big night for them. And it is for us. It's been one of our great services for years and years and years, and I look forward to it. But what I really look forward to, it, let me tell you what, you know, I mean, Jimmy will have us some good music and all that, and I'm preaching Thursday night. In fact, the title of my message Thursday night, I've got it written down. Hang on with me. The cross was only one day away. That's what I'm going to be talking about Thursday. But that's not the part of the service that I like so much. We take the Lord's Supper. Now think about this. We'll have a room full of people, and we're going to take the Lord's Supper. And in so doing, we're going to have a period where we ask God to forgive us of our sins, our traveling stains, and we're going to accept God's forgiveness. But the exciting thing is, this service Thursday night, by the way, it's at 7, and if you would like to come, you're more than welcome. Come take the Lord's Supper with us. But here's what I always think about in that service. I think there is the possibility. Now, I don't know if it'll happen or not. I hope it does. I pray it does. But it's possible that we could have that room over there just full of people Thursday night, and we take the Lord's Supper. And for that moment, after people have looked at their traveling stains, they've confessed their sins, they've asked God's cleansing. Now, they're already Christians, but they think of things that they need to just be sure that they've asked, admitted to God about. There's the possibility at that one little moment that we could have a room full of people, all positionally right with God. They were like that when they came in. But at that one little moment, that whole room could leave, a whole room of believers cleansed. Now you say, will that happen? Well, we're going to hope so. We're going to pray so. But it is possible. I mean, one by one, if all of us in the room Thursday night will do what the Bible teaches, there could be a spiritual foot washing in this place. Oh, I'm not coming to that. No, I'm not going to wash your feet. I'm talking about something better than that, okay? There could be a cleansing where we can leave all God's people that moment cleansed, because the whole focus of the service is on that one thing. Now, I'll tell you a little secret about that. So many times we ask God to forgive us, but we don't trust God to do it. You know, when you ask God to forgive you, let's say you had a bad attitude about something. We're talking about people that are Christians now. You had a bad attitude about something, or you said something you wish you did, and you've asked God to forgive you. And if you need to go to someone else to ask him to forgive you, that's fine too. But you've asked God to forgive you. Now, what we've got to do, we have to trust God to do it. And if you don't trust God to do it, then it never was done in the very first place. And I've learned that through the years. People through the years that they've come to me about something they've done, and I've listened, and they've just shared their heart, and they just feel so bad about it, and they really want to get it right with God. And I say, okay, now let's pray together, and you get this thing settled right here. And they do. And then some little period of time, they're back to see me again, still all bent sideways about this thing that we've put on the blood of Jesus, and we're going to do it again and again and again. You know, it's kind of like when I was a little boy, you'd fall. By the way, I fall now, but I'm not a little boy. But as a little boy, I'd fall and cut my arm, and you'd get a scab over it. Many of you remember that. And I remember I had a real bad habit. I wanted to help the scab get well quicker. And my mother would tell me, now don't fool with that scab. When it's healed, it will just fall off. Well, that's true. But I wanted to help the scab fall off. And maybe I would be about 2 days away from that scab falling off. You can look at them and tell when it's... And I think, I'm gonna pick this thing up and just kind of peek under it and see how it's doing. And then when you do that, you know what happens? The thing's got a scab all over again. I think sometimes we do that in our spiritual life. You know, we get it all settled, and we put it in God's hands, and after a while we say, you know what, I think I'm going to take that thing back and see what I can do with it. Look, when you put it on the blood of Jesus, it's a done deal forever. Could I have an amen to that? I want to encourage you, 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. You need to memorize this verse. You need to memorize this verse. Now, it's longer than the one I talked about in my sermon last Sunday, the shortest verse in the Bible, Jesus wept. Well, this is a little bit longer than that. But it's not a hard verse. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. And I want to encourage you today, if you're a Christian, hope you all are, and there's some traveling stain that you would give your right arm Had you not done that, listen to me. You don't have to give your right arm. Jesus gave his blood. Put it under the blood. If you need to, ask God one final time to forgive you of that, and then look at that verse and take God at his word. You know, it's so very simple. He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Father God, what a blessed thing. We all pick up some traveling stains as we journey through life. God, we do. And we're human. We're going to mess up. But thank you. The Bible tells us what to do when we mess up. The important thing is that we all are sure that positionally we have positional righteousness. You made him who knew no sin to be sin for us so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. I pray that for every person in this room. And then God, assuming everybody in this room is a believer, positionally they're right. God, I also could assume safely all of us in this room, before this day's over, we'll have some traveling stains. I thought I was clear, but then I had one come to my mind. I'm sure there are more. But they'll be there before this day's over. We'll mess up out here somewhere. We're human beings. But God, when we do that moment, may we ask your forgiveness, agree with you about it, put it on the blood of Jesus and leave it there. Now, God, we thank you for Easter. Sunday is a great, great day, God. What we celebrate Sunday changes everything about every day in the whole year. I pray your blessings on each one here. May this be a good Easter. May God, those who travel, have traveling safety and mercies. Those of us who will be here as we gather in our churches to worship, may it be a great, great day of celebration that Jesus Christ is alive. We thank you for that and thank you for what that means. In Jesus' name, amen.